Dermot and Dave.
Guys, I'm not joking when I say this. Dermot has, for some reason, thought that his midlife crisis of a white Saab from the 80s wasn't enough. And now he's taken his son's, Matthew, his hobby that he loves doing, and he's appropriated it for himself.
Back in the day, I was 10 years old. My parents offered me, do you want a skateboard? And I hesitated and said, no, it's okay. And I really wish I had one. So I got myself a skateboard.
But you were 10 at the time. There was a reason why they offered it to you then and not in your 40s. It's not okay.
It's not a midlife crisis. It's a midlife celebration.
Okay. He keeps rebranding his crises.
I have been...
He's excellent at PR, this fella.
It's just so much fun, the skateboard. I've been missing out. But I love the fact that I'm cruising around because it's his cruiser. It's a cruiser so board. It's not for tricks.
So no. Has it got a like
it's a little bit wider, a little bit longer
okay.
than your regular skateboard.
Like a man in his 40s.
Yeah.
So
there's a big spare tire around the middle of it.
But Ireland isn't built for cruising. Like, we don't have, you know, flat, like every footpath we have is littered with hydrants and like places where dogs ran in when the concrete was wet and their paw prints are in it. Like, you can't skate freely along.
You can. From the top of my estate to the bottom of the estate is essentially like a blue run on a ski resort.
Downhill.
But like,
how do you stop yourself?
Do you do that thing where you're
skating along and then you run beside the skateboard while you're falling forward?
Oh, that's exactly how I'm stopping at the moment. If anyone knows how to stop, I know sometimes you're meant to stand down on the back of the board and it goes, but I don't want to wreck the nice designs on the underneath.
That's what skateboards are supposed to have, wear and tear. They're a vehicle, you know?
But let me tell you the greatest thing it's given me, right?
Oh God, here we go. Is it a backwards baseball cap and baggy jeans? Is that the best thing?
Hello,
it's given you?
Fellow kids. No, I'll tell you what it's given me, the best thing, and it's a feeling, Dave.
Okay.
It's a feeling, and it's a special feeling that I would say you haven't had
Ooh.
Since you were 10 years old.
Okay.
So I'm out skateboarding around my housing estate, mm-hmm. me and the other kids. And it started to get dark. And you know that feeling when you were a kid? You're doing something like skateboarding or cycling or whatever it is, and you're just so into it. You're totally engrossed in this thing. And I was skating from the top of the estate down to the bottom.
Again, for the 50th time.
Yeah, I'd pick up my board, walk all the way back up, yeah. go down again, and I kept doing it. And then I was thinking, it was starting to get dark. And I was like, I should probably go home for my tea. But I didn't want to go home. And that evening chill was setting in. And I was like, no, just two more runs, two more goes. So then I went down again. And I was like, no, just one more. And then the front door opens. Dermot! Your dinner's ready! Coming!
All of the kids scatter.
So then I came, brought the board in. And you have this sort of exhaustion from playing. And you're not cold, even though you should be wearing a coat. And then I arrive in the front door, throw the skateboard in.
And Karina
goes, what's for dinner? I'm starving.
Karina goes, have you done your homework? Get upstairs and tidy your room.
But that feeling of playing outside and not wanting to go home and then until you're forced home because it's dark and it's dinner time. I get that now. I get it again.
You realize that your estate has a neighborhood watch. And I guarantee you there are text messages going around going, strange man in his 40s is playing skateboards with our children.
Well, actually, I was talking to some of the local kids. And I was standing there with my board under my arm and my helmet.
Oh, you got a helmet now?
I did get a helmet,
good,
yeah.
Because
I go faster than I had anticipated.
Mm.
But anyway, I was chatting to the kids on the curb. And, you know, they had their scooters and some of them had wood. They were going to build a camp. Mm-hmm. And I was chatting away and they were looking at my board and I was looking at their scooters.
Oh, God. I'm glad I'm not the only one cringing at this story. Sean is making involuntary noises.
And then I was standing at the curb and I was thinking, and then I could sort of get a sense of parents in driveways and stuff like that. And I was thinking, wow, like if I was a pervert This, this absolutely is the outfit of choice. Like if you,
ladies and gentlemen,
I was a parent and I looked out and I saw a man in his 40s holding a skateboard, chatting to the kids, I'd be like, call the police immediately
with a helmet on.
Yeah. Anyway.
Are you happy with
I'll be doing my ollies outside the studio later on.
Does it make you happy?
It makes me so happy. I love the idea that I'm, you know, yes, I am the, I am a dad, yeah. Okay? But I'm doing something that I've never done before, and I'm firing all these new neurons in my brain, and like I'm learning a new skill.
As somebody said the other day, when Dermot said, I'm excellent at skateboarding, that means you're too old for skateboarding. If your take on skateboarding is, I'm firing neurons in my brain with this new experience, you're not skateboarding
just
at all.
Just play my theme music.
Today FM, lads. Just a young gun with the... well, you're not alone. John's on the phone. How are you, John?
Well, guys, how are you?
Please, I don't know why I'm letting you on the radio, but tell everyone what you did last year.
Well, I did the same thing as Dermot. I rediscovered my cool.
You've rediscovered your cool. I love it. Yeah, and what did you get? Did you get a skateboard?
Yeah, I got the same thing, a cruiser board.
Oh, cruiser board. Aren't they just brilliant?
It's the best thing I ever bought.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing.
Why? Why is it amazing?
Well, I started, two kids wanted to go cycling down with this place called the Greenway, or the Blueway. It's a tarmac track that goes down along the river.
Yeah.
Between Clonmel and Carrigan Shore. So I started bringing kids down, and because of the river, I'd have to jog along beside them just to keep up with them, you know, not to leave them too far ahead. So I said, right, I couldn't get a bike because it was too big for the boot. It wouldn't fit everything in. So I bought a cruiser skateboard, and now they can't keep up with me.
Good man. And isn't it the best feeling when you're flying along? It's just so carefree.
Oh, it's just so cool. You're just standing there, you just give it one or two little scoots, and off you go. You just
I think I've worked out where this is actually okay. All right, there are skateboards that are electric. And I see men of any age using them as a mode of transport in cities. I'm fine with that. That you push a remote control and you go off like a car.
But you have something against using your own power to push.
Yeah, using your own power on a blue way, trying to keep up with your kids.
John, don't mind him. You're doing it. And, you know, you're setting a good example for your kids that at any age you can take up new things.
Good example. How embarrassed are your kids, John?
Oh, yeah, hey, that's my job, is to make them embarrassed.
Yeah.
I keep taking it one step further.
What do you do?
Well, they're always doing this dad thing, but I do it and I shout, eat.
Oh, John. You're a terrible father.
No, you're not. You're the best father. Keep it up. And are you going to look for other places to go skateboarding?
I think Dermot's looking for a mandate because my estate's got a downhill run. Come on, John.
No, well, I can't shut them out until I learn how to do an ollie.
I tell you what it is good for, John. Have you ever been snowboarding?
No. I actually have a snowboard.
John,
he's a man after my own heart.
You are not sounding like the kind of person that needs to be given Dermot advice.
I bought a snowboard after the big snow back about 4 years ago. I haven't had a chance to use.
John, good luck. See you later. Bye.
Keep it up, John.
Oh, lads. Too funny. Here's the coronas and mark my words. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM. We will give you the first items on your Super Value Shop. What a tune. St. John and Roses. It's Dermot and Dave. It is Today FM.
Taylor Swift versus the Kardashians. That's coming up in 15 minutes. But right now...
Say stuff that soothes the music.
Say stuff that soothes the music.
Say stuff that soothes the music.
Right, guys. Tuned in, if you're kids and you're off school and you're like, what the hell is this Say Stuff That Suits the Music thing? Here's what it is. I'm Dave. I play pieces of music to Dermot. He's never heard these pieces of music, and off the top of his head, he has to say stuff that suits the music. That's why we called it that.
Remember, this is something you can play yourselves if you're bored. Just start picking random tunes on YouTube and get your brother or your sister to start making things up. I'm stalling, aren't I?
Yeah, you are. Okay, here we go.
Pearl Jam are back with a new song about social distancing.
Oh, keep your distance from me. Don't shake my hand. Don't touch my leg. Stay over there. Oh my God, I just touched my face. Oh no.
Welcome to this sleep CD, brought to you by the power tools section of Woody's. You're getting sleepy. That's it, drifting off. Good night.
How are we doing? I'm originally from India, but I'm living in Carlo, you know, for the last, you know, I don't know, 35 years, you know. I'll be out and about with the lads, you know, that going out on the motorbike and all. But I think that definitely, you know, I think I sound like one of the locals now at this stage.
Hello gamers, welcome to Gaming Monthly. I'm your host, Timmy Timms, and this week we're looking at the brand new game, Virus Lockdown. In the game, you play someone who's locked in the house, and the aim of the game is to not die of boredom. You've got to collect boredom tiles and then exchange these for gold coins, which in turn can be exchanged for hours and hours of doing nothing at all. Happy gaming, everyone!
We was in the war. All the bombs were going off and the planes were flying overhead. It was one thing that kept us going through the whole thing. Pippa O'Connor's Instagram tips on interior designing. Oh, the scatter cushions.
Dermot and Dave.
There and you'll see them. But right now, let's give away some money.
Sure, look it. Isn't that it?
650
Oh, jinx. Euro. Jinx, pink.
Double
Sam's
on. Talk back. No take backs.
Touch wood.
All you got to do to win the money is tell us what WMM stands for. Let's go and have a chat to Aoife Malloy in Dublin. Hi, Aoife.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Sure, look it. Isn't that it?
Aoife. You're getting a bright yellow Dermot Dave today, FM Asher. Look at this. That a t-shirt?
Hey, that should be posted out to you by 2023.
Well, let's see if we can give you money, though. €650 for Asher. Look at this. That a WMM. What do you think?
Women mesmerise men.
Oh, do you now?
How they do, in fairness.
Keep talking. Your voice is mesmerising.
Have you mesmerised a man, Aoife?
Yeah.
What's his name? No, not a chance.
No, she's just like, she has mesmerized lots of men, I guess.
Oh,
in,
I see.
In the past,
right?
But isn't mesmerizing at the moment.
We've mesmerized you so much, you're not talking to us. Aoife, women mesmerize men? No, I'm afraid not.
Okay, no problem.
All right,
thank you.
See you later. Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Aidan's in Donegal. All right, Aidan.
How you doing?
Good, and yourself?
Hi, grand.
How's things? What did you do yesterday for St. Patrick's Day? Anything exciting?
No, nothing. Sure, we're in lockdown like everywhere else. So
yeah, but sure. You'd have a bit of crack around the house. Did you do any kind of fake parades or anything? Or?
No, we didn't actually, no.
All right.
I saw a video going around. In fact, you'd like this, Aidan, because you're from Donegal and everyone from Donegal likes engines and vehicles of some type. There was a video of a load of lads in forklifts. Did you see that one? In the warehouse. And they did a St. Paddy's Day parade in forklifts.
Wow.
And just had like flags and stuff.
No, I didn't see that, no.
Yeah.
No.
What's your guess?
My guess is Whelan's Magnificent Motor.
Whelan's Magnificent Motor. Are you referring to my midlife celebration car?
Referring to your Saab, yes.
Yeah, well, you're not referring to his very sensible 2012 Hyundai, I'll tell you that much.
No.
1986 Saab, beautiful machine, absolutely gorgeous.
Just had it washed, and it's under the cover at the moment.
Oh,
it's tucked up in its little bed.
Right. Aidan, Whelan's Magnificent Motor.
yes.
Is not right, I'm afraid.
Well, sure.
All right.
No bother.
Sure looking isn't that is. Good luck to you. Bye-bye. Bye.
I was so disappointed at the, you know, the yet another thing that being cancelled because of the virus, but I was due to go to my first cars and coffee outing.
Oh, wow.
Where a load of lads in old cars and fancy cars or whatever.
Absolutely, yeah, whatever they have, yeah.
Sit around and look at each other's cars and drink coffee.
Yeah, it's one of the best things you'll ever do.
I haven't done it yet. I'm so excited. You'll love
it. I've done it a couple of times. It's brilliant.
I want to be able to just get out of my car, have the coffee and... You know, just do a lot of, she's an 86. Yeah.
I usually go on my wife's 10-year-old Ford S-Max and just go, it's got the six, the seat in the middle is down. Yeah, just let the kids in at the back. Yeah. They're fascinated, yeah.
Yeah, I actually prefer it with the button missing off the radio.
John O'Brien's in Kilkenny. How are you, John? Dermot and Dave on Today FM. We're going to get in touch today, 087-4100-102. Tracy was on to us there a few minutes ago talking about her brother-in-law's wedding that was cancelled today. This is a nice one from Dave. He says, guys, for that couple that were due to get married today, it's a beautiful day today. Let them go to the nearest mountain, walk to the top of it and declare their love for each other while being on top of the world, just like they were due to do today. Declare their love and feel on top of the world, says Dave.
Nice.
It's pretty romantic, all right.
You know the way there's a lot of fake news going around on WhatsApp groups and all that from people, well, obviously with big credentials like Dr. Tim and a load of typos.
Dr. Tim ruined a lot of people's reputations. I know a doctor who forwarded Dr. Tim's WhatsApp message, and everyone was like, well, it's from the doctor, so I mean, it must be from the doctor. And then it was like, sorry, could you just delete that there? Sorry about this.
Anyway, we've got another one. This is definitely true, I'd say. This is definitely true because it's someone's brother's girlfriend. So you'll hear anyway. This is how coronavirus is being dealt with in the UK.
Also, just so you know, my sister, her boyfriend's brother works for the Ministry of Defence. And one of the things that they're doing to prepare, and this won't affect London, this will be everywhere. They're basically worried that people are going to get stuck indoors without any food. So one of the things that they're doing is they're actually working on making a massive lasagna. So they're actually, at the moment as we speak, they're building like the massive lasagna sheets. And they're just going to start making the layers today. And then hopefully, like, obviously put the bolognese on and then put the sheets on top. But they're having to make the special sheets, obviously, because they've not gone on big enough, because they're making lasagna the size of Wembley Stadium. So how they're doing it is they're actually putting the underground heating at Wembley, that's going to like bake the lasagna, and then they're going to put the roof across, so it's like a recreate an oven. And then what they're going to do is they're going to like carry that. They've got loads of drones, and they're going to like lift it up with the drones, and they're going to like cut off little portions and like drop them into people's houses, just so to make sure everyone's eating still and no one dies, which is obviously quite sensible. But yeah, I think I'm looking forward to that because I do quite like lasagna as well. So fair play to him.
Problem solved. Come on, Irish government. See what's happening in the UK. They're always one step ahead.
Are they?
Lasagna. Maybe we could do an Irish stew. Dermot and Dave.